We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary, see your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, when you use code DNVR at sign up, first time users, you can place a $5 bet on the NBA playoffs as we head to the finals. And if your team wins, you get $150 in free bets. It's that simple on DraftKings Sportsbook when you use code DNVR. We are your hosts, Patrick Lyons.
And I am Susie Hunter.
And on today's DNVR Rockies podcast, we're going to try to have some fun before we attempt to diagnose Mr. Edmen Marquez after his stinker on Tuesday night.
Yes, we're not scouts and we're not doctors, but we're going to discuss it to its fullest.
We'll do our best. This is his fourth consecutive start that's been on the downturn. We caught up with Bud Black, Edmen Marquez, his catcher, Elias Diaz. We'll try to break all that down. We'll get into some first month surprises. A few other things. We'll look at our picks from the start of the season. How well are they faring? Do
We made picks at the start of the season and didn't even share all of them.
We shared most.
We shared a lot of them, but like we made so many. I've put so much work into these and like we didn't talk about like a third of them.
Yeah, we should be starting off on more of a happier note of certain things. And so, you know, a lot of Hall of Fame type things have gone down in the game of baseball that just make you smile. One of the first things for me off the top of my list, Dusty Baker gets his 2000th win last night. He's now one of 12 managers to ever do that. Mm-hmm. As if it wasn't, you know, a doubt before, now he's locked in. We've got a Hall of Famer. Last night's win by the Astros means he is now a Hall of Famer with 2,000 career wins as a manager.
Absolutely. And I think it's so funny, too. So his son plays baseball. He's in the minors and hit a walk-off home run last night, too, just minutes before Dusty Baker won that 2,000th game. So a lot to celebrate for the family.
I think he said 1,000 tweets, which I don't know if he was just saying, oh, I've got thousands of, and then it became literally 1,000. But
he has to have more than 1,000 tweets. This is huge.
I mean, how many teams has he been manager of? And then also, you know, played, like, let's not forget, you know, he had a really good playing career, too. So that's fantastic for him to be able to have that really big moment. And, you know, they at Minute Maid, they were able to show that and the fans could hear what he had to say and everything. Yeah. So that was,
I love that. Beautiful. I love when we can hear the interview.
Yeah.
It was momentous. Honestly, it was very moving. And when he was also talking about how he wished his parents were there, I was like, no, stop.
I got
a little choked up listening to it.
That's so wild whenever you, not to get too far off a tangent, but
yeah,
people in their 60s, 70s, 80s talking about their parents and be like, but you're the parent. Like you are that age. Yeah. And yet you can still be elderly, if you will, or octogenarian, and go, no, like, this is for my dad, or I miss my mom, and all those things. And so, very touching. Hall of Fame moment also in Toronto. Now, Yankees win their 11th straight. I think they're 18-6. playing incredible, but in the stands in Toronto,
oh,
Hall of Fame human being got his moment. And how beautiful was that?
So a Blue Jays fan caught an Aaron Judge home run, and instead of keeping it, instead of throwing it back like maybe some other teams would do, he gave it to a kid who was wearing a Judge shirt. And the kid, like, just jumped into this guy's arms and was crying. Like, it was really emotional.
That was great. I mean, I don't know that the reverse would happen in New York.
It wouldn't. I've seen so much bad behavior directed at Blue Jays fans in New York. There's no way it would happen in New York.
I was building up. I'm like, I don't know if I do know that wouldn't happen in New York. Like, there's very few places where that probably would happen. But again, all it takes is that one person saying, well, you know, I don't care what's popular. I don't care if I should throw it back, mm-hmm. if I should keep it, if I should sell it. Do I give it back to the player? You know what? I'm going to make a moment. And there wasn't even like a delay. It was literally like, picked it up off the ground. Here you go.
Yeah.
And I love the
no hesitation.
And I love the still photograph like of that where you see people around looking up at this guy like, like, you are just an angel.
Canadians are just built different. Canadians are different than New Yorkers. They breaking are. News.
Yeah, he probably apologized. Sorry, I didn't give it to you quicker.
I'm sorry you didn't catch it.
Yeah, sorry I didn't catch it on the fly. I had to pick it up off the ground. Sorry. Like, wow, that's pretty sweet. That's nice. All right, so Rockies, we know they lost on Tuesday night. We'll preview Wednesday's game, question mark. The question mark isn't so much about us previewing the game, mm-hmm. so much as it is, will a game happen?
Yes.
Kind of wait and see with rainouts.
As we're recording this on May the 4th, all the Star Wars jokes. It is rainy and miserable. Thank you. And also with you.
Oh, thank you.
That's from church, right? Mm-hmm. The weather's terrible and the forecast does not look like it'll be baseball friendly. So I'm curious to see if we even have a game on this very rainy Wednesday.
Yeah, it wouldn't be too bad for the Rockies if they had to play a doubleheader on Thursday because they're, of course, going to Arizona over the weekend. So that's not, you know, that much of an issue. That's a pretty quick flight. So mm-hmm. they're not going coast to coast where, oh man, they're going to be dragging on Friday after playing two games against the Nationals. So that shouldn't necessarily be too bad. Something like that does happen. And it's weird, I think, how it would line up. It potentially could mean the return of a Ryan Feltner, who, oh, you know, when we've got doubleheaders and you need an extra starter, you know, you could see a transaction like that, but we've got a way to go. We're not meteorologists. Actually, I know I'm not. In your previous job, I don't. You may have dunked your toe into that puddle that is.
Oh my gosh! Meteorology. I wish I did. I always wish I went to meteorology school because I was so into weather when I was a kid. But doing weather is really hard. I did it in college, and it's hard to do.
Really?
Just because you're at the green screen, and there's a monitor that shows you, like, you know, where you're actually pointing on the map and what they see on TV. But, like, you see it reverse, so it's like a reverse mirror. So it's, like, hard to – I couldn't coordinate it very well, and then I would get distracted while I was trying to ad-lib because you have no scripts up there. So you have to be, like, really on your game to be a great TV meteorologist.
It sounds like everything that teachers had to deal with during the pandemic. On Zoom.
Yeah.
With so over here. Oh no, so it's on this one. That's this one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that might have been a dance there. I was watching us do the
We're doing the Kyle Schwarber kind of.
Yeah. Here. Is it there? Is it there? These guys, our guys. All right. That should be good.
This
enough
is great
for a meme.
Material for our listeners.
Should be good enough
us.
For a meme. Look, first month surprises. We talked with Kevin Henry about, you know, the best overall moments. What's going on, Adam? Thanks for shouting out there in the chat.
Hey,
they're wide open super chats. You know, you go right to the front of the line. But with Kevin Henry on Tuesday's show, we talked about our favorite moments in April. And I know you jumped on board late, obviously right there before opening day. Mm-hmm. You were ready to go, though. You hit the ground running.
Thank you.
In the starting lineup, you know, big spot, RBI spot. you've been critical here so far.
Thank you.
1 month in. But I got to think you've had some expectations of some things. Or, hey, this guy is going to be pretty good over the course of a season, but he's been really good or really bad. And so I'm just curious your take on any of the April surprises. You know, unfortunately, Herman Marquez would probably be one of those surprises on the wrong side of things.
He absolutely is one of those surprises. I mean, I think we all expected a lot from Marquez. Were we not debating on opening day if he should have been our opening day starter?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's so upsetting to see him like this. And like, he seems so frustrated. So it's, yeah, like I think we all just expected better from Marquez.
Yeah. CJ Krohn's been a guy who's been a surprise through the first month where I thought, you know what? He could fall off just a little bit, even if he just has a ho-hum kind of season. 20 home runs, you know, maybe a stint or two on the IL. He's older in baseball terms, but you know, 20 home runs, maybe only 70 RBI, and you go, ah, that's okay, but it's not what he was able to produce last year. He's been every bit of what he was last year, and was, you know, almost just as good this month of, or the first month of April, as he was in August. There were less games, but overall, he was in the mix for NL Player of the Month award. So, for me, CJ Krohn has actually been a surprise because he's picked up where he's left off.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, too. Like, I was not expecting CJ Krohn to be leading the National League in home runs.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's awesome. I was not expecting that from him, and I love it.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. His mammoth power has been huge because the ball doesn't seem like it's traveling very far, and there's, you know, we're a month into the season, but we're still kind of digging into the details of it. Some studies have suggested that maybe the fact that, well, now there's 20 more humidors than normal. And the 10 places who've had a humidor, Coors Field being one of them, the home run rate has essentially been the same as what it's always been. But now those 20 new ballparks, they've almost been maybe suppressing home runs just a little bit. Does the league want something like that? Maybe. Don't know. Mm-hmm. But Krohn, he hit every one of his home runs is 450 feet. So you know what? You take away 10% of that distance, it's still going out. It's still a home run.
Yeah. A different surprise. Yeah, everyone talking about the balls and how different the balls are. But Bud Black was on MLB Network Radio yesterday, and he was like, I don't really know what's the difference here. And yeah, the numbers reflect that.
Sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. Another guy that's been a surprise, you know, for the wrong reason, would be Chris Bryant. Again, he's been hurt with his lower back, you know, was hitting well, didn't really have too many RBI opportunities. I forget where he even sits right now, maybe like four. Mm-hmm. But he was essentially batting about 300 before the lower back injury got him. So, you know, he's been a surprise on the wrong side. It hasn't been catastrophic. Again, Rockies 13-10, looking really solid overall in the National League. Chad Kuhl, I think, would be a surprise in the positive. You hope he would just stabilize the rotation. No, you can consider me the number five starter. I consider myself the number one starter, and the numbers have backed that up. He's almost been their ace.
Yeah, he's definitely been so reliable, which has been so refreshing, because guys that we've expected reliability from, we haven't gotten it. So
no, absolutely not. Daniel,
cool stuff, Chad Kuhl.
Very cool. He's heard them all, apparently.
I would believe it. Yeah, I couldn't even imagine what it's like being in elementary school with a last name that's so punnable.
Yeah, but you imagine he would have been at least somewhat popular because he's athletic.
Oh, yeah.
So it wouldn't have been, he wouldn't have been on the wrong side of those puns, right?
We need to ask him, hey, what was it like for you in elementary school? Were you crushing it, yes or no?
Yeah, in elementary school, you know, there's a smaller margin between the cool kid and the uncool kid, or you don't notice it quite as much. So maybe that was when he first realized how annoying it was. But hey, tip of the cap to everyone in Pittsburgh who already hammered him with all of the cool puns.
And now we get to enjoy it. So this is, what a treat for us.
Daniel Bard's been a really great surprise. He's stabilized that bullpen in a really great way. Randall Grichuk, I would have to say, has probably been, you know, an April surprise, a guy that is going to maybe drive in some runs, hit some homers. I think he still only has one homer, but he's second on the team in RBI. I think he might have 15 right now, and he's been fantastic. He's been third in the lineup, and I don't think anyone had expected him to be that vital and pivotal in the lineup this early.
Yeah, I know. I think we were all surprised by this Tapia trade, but I feel like we won the trade.
I think so.
I feel like we did.
So far.
You mentioned the bullpen. Tyler Kinley has been fantastic.
He has been.
Very presidential.
Very, very much so.
That's a pleasant surprise. Yeah. I've been excited about that.
Yeah, he stepped up. He's continued to make progress. I mean, it was a waiver wire pickup in the 2019-2020 offseason, right before the pandemic. And it was like, hey, who is this guy? Is this one of the only moves you're going to make? Turned out to be somewhat of a stroke of genius from the previous general manager. We have to decide, are we going to mention his name? We can mention his name.
But it's also really funny to not mention people's names.
Yeah, it could be a good bit. It could be a good bit.
It's a good bit.
Is he related to anyone that we could? I mean, we know about Josh Fuentes' cousin.
Yeah.
But The previous.
You want me to dive into his family tree too?
Please do. The previous administration.
I will say one more thing about Tyler Kinley. So whenever he is warming up, I will tweet Tyler Kinley is warming up. And at the beginning of the season, everyone's like, oh no, here we go. Like, this is going to be bad. And people have stopped saying that to me. So
they're
I'm getting hyped. Yes, they're getting hyped. They're on board. So that being said, I will go look into our previous general manager's family tree and see what I find.
Yeah, everyone's hyped and looking forward to Thursday night's watch party right here at the DNVR bar on the corner of Colfax, New York. Tuesday night, it was popping off. Avs won, I think, 35-3, only a field goal from the Predators.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, you know. It was
Avs got tacos, definitely.
Five touchdowns. They missed an extra point. They did get a two-point conversion. It was a blowout, let's just say. Avs look fantastic.
We're hockey people.
Yeah, the bar was electric. Make sure you're following us at DNVR_sports so you can see all of that stuff. And make sure you're subscribed to thednvr.com, where now it's only 50 cents for your first month. And when you're down here, even at a watch party, even when it's packed out, you get a member-sized beer, whether it's Breck Brew or otherwise. You get a little something extra. You also get extra raffle tickets where you can win some extra gear and some swag at dnvrlocker.com. We even have a little store and shop set up right here at the bar itself. Don't miss out on any of that. Again, only 50 cents for your first month. And you get access to that free members-only Discord where there's no politics or a-holes going on, just diehards like yourself, and that's the DNVR.com way. It's also the way to get involved in the NBA playoffs. I know Nuggets are out, but you can get in on all the action on the road to the NBA Finals with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can bet $5 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets instantly when your team wins. Do you have any favorites right now in the Western Conference? I will leave it at that. All right. Yeah, that laugh says it all. I slipped in Western Conference there at the last second because I know where you were going.
No comment.
Know where you were going. But guess what? The cool thing is the same game parlays whereby, you know what? If you have three or more legs and one of those legs don't hit, guess what? You still can get $25 in free bets from DraftKings. So they're really trying to hook it up and make it fun for you out there. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR. Bet $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $150 in free bets when they do win. That's promo code DNVR at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only, new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. The only issue with Nuggets and Avs right now, well, the issue with the Nuggets, of course, is they are knocked out of the postseason, but the Avs, well, there isn't a problem anymore because we got Ivaka TV. Ivaka.tv/DNVR allows you to watch from the comfort of your own home, whether you're in Denver, Phoenix, Idaho. We even got it up there, all up and down the Rocky Mountain range. Also have altitude sports. Well, all you got to do is go to Ivaka.tv/DNVR and no hidden fees, no contracts, just $25 per month plus the cost of the receiver. And your price gets locked in conveniently for 2 years. It's not going to go up at all. Never worry again about Nuggets, about Avs, or Rockies. Yes, they do have altitude sports. And if that's not good enough for you, we're going to make it one better. When you use code DNVR on top of that, when you go to Ivaka.tv/DNVR, you're going to get $10 off your first 3 months. So now only $15 for the first 3 months. All right. This would be the moment where maybe we put on our stethoscope.
Oh, yes.
Lab coat. We could have that.
Why didn't you tell me to bring a lab coat? I'm so mad now.
Maybe I'm sure there's a proper name. Like everything, there's always proper names. Like the little plastic piece on the end of your shoelaces has a name.
Oh my gosh, what is it?
Is it a ferrule? F-E-R-U-L-E. Don't ask me why I know that. But even the little rings inside, you know, where your laces go, like everything has an industry term. So the little hammer that you use to hit your knee and make your knee flex out.
The reflex thing.
That probably, that's it. I think that's the industry standard.
The reflex thing.
Jeez, meteorology school. Here you're probably on your way to a PhD. You know about the reflex thing. You've got all the lingo down. So we're going to try to diagnose maybe what's wrong with Edmen Marquez. Now, his first start, of course, really solid. Seven innings, one earned run against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah,
there.
He was a star that game. I was like, all right, this season's off to an awesome start. We're going to be the best team in baseball.
He was fantastic, and it was precisely what the Rockies were hoping, because I really feel, and a lot of other people feel this way too, Rockies were challenging Germán Márquez mm-hmm. this year. And you go, well, why would you challenge him? He was an all-star last year. He's already done it. And again, you're an all-star one time, or you make it to the major leagues for a week. Have you made it? Like, what's the end goal? It's usually you get to a place and then you want to go past it. You want to do even bigger and better things. And so I think the Rockies were very much challenging him to say, all right, you want to be the ace of this team. You want to start that third opening day and be head and shoulders above everyone else, right? A lot mm-hmm. of people have started two opening days. But if you want to start that third, you're going to have to prove it this season. If you want to be an all-star again, they were challenging him. Mm-hmm. Again, kudos to Kyle Freeland. He deserves it for all the hard work he put in this offseason. They know they're heading towards an extension. His timeline really lined up with opening day. So you got to give it to him, nothing to take away from him. But they were challenging him. And he thought, as you said, Susie, mm-hmm. that first start against the Dodgers looked great. And since then, not so great.
Yeah, and especially last night was super frustrating to watch, and you could hear the frustration in Herman's voice when we were talking to him after the game. Like, everyone was just the theme after yesterday's performance was just frustrating.
What did you say when Buddy got done talking?
I was like, oh, he was mad.
You're like, I haven't seen him like
I've
that.
I've never seen him like that. Yeah, that was a first for me.
And it wasn't really even like that mad. And you could watch on AT&T Sports Center. You go, he seemed fine. I mean, I'm not going to say like more intense, but like he seemed fine. But for him, again, you know him well.
Yeah.
You know his demeanor, and mm-hmm. here's where he's at. Jovial, whatever. There was like that intensity of like, let's get down to business. Let's talk about Herman. Mm-hmm. Here's what I thought went well. Here's what didn't go well.
Yeah.
We're good. We're done.
That's a great impersonation. But yeah, yeah, there was like a, he was very concise almost. He was,
sure,
you know, just a little sense of urgency and, you know, every single statement. So yeah.
Yeah, this is four bad starts in a row.
Yeah.
In 19 innings in those four starts, 19 earned runs. Pretty easy math. That's one earned run per inning.
Yeah.
So an ERA is over nine innings. It's a nine ERA. Not great. So let's start with Buddy. What did Buddy have to say? Because that was the first question. Hey, last three starts weren't so good. You got to figure out what's going on. This didn't work out. What's next? What do you do maybe to tinker with Germán Márquez?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he was saying that it's partly mechanics, it's partly probably some concentration, and it's partly not being overly aggressive as he needs to be. So I thought that was interesting that he also brought up concentration into it.
Yeah, that was a surprise. Mm-hmm. A lot of us hadn't really heard Buddy kind of go into something like that. I don't want to say question, but kind of bring that up as an element or an mm-hmm. aspect of things. You can see that in Marquez's body language a little bit, where, you know, you saw it in Philadelphia with those errors, right? Where, you know, he's not rolling his eyes and he's not, you know, pissed at the defense in that way. It's just like, all right, maybe this start is lost. It's just lacking a certain amount of crispness. You know, he did say, like, you know, the fastball is the thing that he needs to get better at. You know, the pitching is about location. It's also about timing, messing up the hitter's timing. Mm-hmm. And the fastball just wasn't where it needed to be. Conversely, Eric Fetty for the Nats, it absolutely was where it needed to be. So that's, again, that concentration, that focus, that maybe determination that wasn't there against a Nationals team, to be fair, as we talked about on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Hey, they played really well against the San Francisco Giants. And so, you know, maybe you're seeing them at the wrong time, but you look up and down that lineup and you're like, you know, outside of Josh Bell, Juan Soto, and Nelson Cruz, who hasn't been very good, you go, that's a lineup that Márquez should, at worst, be able to put up a quality start.
Yeah, and Buddy did also say, echoing you, yeah, he needs to get the fastball in better spots. It's all about location, and that fastball just isn't in a good spot right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Elias Diaz, after the game, you know, he used a different C word. He said confidence. Like, does Herman lack a little bit of confidence? And I like listening to Diaz talk.
He's, I do too. Yeah.
He, you know, you hear what he says the first time, and you go, okay, cool. Yeah, that was a good little scrum. That was a good session. Mm-hmm. And then you go back and listen to the audio, and there's like so much depth and wisdom there that I'm like, man, I would love for him to be my catcher. And so hearing him describe that mm-hmm. question of like, hey, is it a lack of confidence? Because it does appear to be that. And he did a good job of, and this is fitting, dancing between the raindrops, I think, in his response to us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I was surprised to hear about the confidence because it's like, you know, we heard the word concentration, but yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, he said sometimes that's been an issue for mm-hmm. Marquez with the concentration issues. Quote, but it's normal because we are human. We don't want to fail. We want to do everything right. And when we're struggling a little bit, we start thinking too much. But we have to turn the page and move forward. And you go, hey, that was kind of the right answer. But it's also true.
I want that on I want that stitch on a pillow.
He's got a lot of stitchable quotes.
He does. I love that.
He also, you know, was asked, well, how do you as the catcher, because your job is, you know, to you're almost a life coach or you're a pitching coach there on the field.
Yeah.
How do you get Marquez back to being himself? And he says, first of all, it's the mind.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of truth to that. His confidence. I've been talking with him and I know he's going to get better. And so, you know, he's working on those things from, you know, behind the plate and understands like, you know, that happens. You can have four, you know, bad starts in a row. It's just strange for a pitcher of Herman's caliber.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. But I like that Diaz said that he believes in Marquez and he believes in all of his pitchers. He was just like, no, I believe in him. I believe in him.
Bottom line, Elias, what was the difference between what he did against the Dodgers, the best team that he's faced in his five starts, and these last four? And he said, point blank, it was confidence. Mm-hmm. Quote, he's been the same guy. The velocity is the same. The pitches move the same for me. He needs one or two good starts, and we're going to get back to it. And so that's just kind of what he needs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it hasn't come earlier, but you know he's got to figure this out. There now, to be clear, he doesn't need to go to AAA. I don't even think he has any options anyway. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need to go to AAA. You don't need to send him to the bullpen or anything like that. He'll figure out. It's a similar thing with Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah.
There also aren't any like better options necessarily. So maybe an IL stint. Maybe there could be something that he's working through. You know, mm-hmm. don't know. Maybe we'll find out when we get to the ballpark today. But sometimes you just have to work through those things, you know, when you're out there on the mound.
Well, he better figure it out before Mercury goes into retrograde because that's not going to help anyone.
No. Marquez said that.
You're like, stop it.
Marquez also said that for him, it might also be a little bit of the mechanics and his fastball command. His breaking ball was good, he thought, but the command of his fastball wasn't. And, you know, we asked him, he said, you know, buddy, point blank, said, you know, maybe your focus was waning. To which Marquez responded, quote, my focus has been the same. I'm going out there to give it my best to win ball games. My concentration, my focus is still the same. Things are just not working good.
Yeah, he responded to that like, no, my focus is the same.
It's yeah. The same. Yeah, no, it makes sense, but you got to hope for things to get a little bit better for him going forward. Mm-hmm. I think he'll get a start in Arizona. That might be Sunday's game. If I'm laying that out mm-hmm. properly in my head, I think that'll be against Zach Gallen. So that'll be, could be a fun little pitcher's duel.
Yeah.
If Marquez shows up. The Marquez we know shows up on Sunday.
Yeah, old Marquez. Bring him back.
Yeah, we need old Marquez. Is that anything like old Logan? No, you're not going to get that one.
No.
See, I'm not a comic book guy, but I know that reference.
Do you think I'm a comic book guy?
Not the first. I know the second part you're not, but the first part maybe.
Absolutely
not the guy part, but
no.
Good old Wolverine reference there for anybody. You might be a Hugh Jackman fan. I don't know.
I mean, everyone loves Hugh Jackman.
He's great.
Everyone does.
He's a national treasure, but just not our nation.
Well, I think
he's the Australian treasure.
If there's one thing Americans love, it's taking things that aren't theirs.
True.
So I'm gonna say he is an American treasure.
You'll send back Mel Gibson to Australia,
yeah,
but we're keeping Hugh Jackman. I see where your head's at. Hey, you know what? Hopefully you're bringing that good mind to the table because you had a good night's rest, and I'm sure that has a lot to do with Wana Optimals Fast Asleep Gummies. It's going to leave you feeling rested and refreshed in the morning. It's not like the over-the-counter stuff that's going to knock you out with powerful drugs to leave you in a fog. You don't want that. Wana's carefully calibrated formula contains 10 milligrams of CBD. That's this much. It's not that much. It's this much because it's 10 CBD. Do you know how to measure milligrams?
Just like that.
10, not more. Not more like this.
Fantastic. Yeah.
10 milligrams of CBD and just a hint of THC. It's a perfect combination because in 5 to 15 minutes, your eyelids feel heavy, you drift off into sleep, and you wake up the next morning with a lot of clarity. You feel refreshed. It's fantastic. You can order your Wana Optimals Fast Asleep Gummies at lightshade.com and get 25% off with code DNVR. Use code DNVR at any of Lightshade's 11 Denver Metro area locations. Well, if Herman and any of his family are listening to this, hopefully, I don't know that we've solved anything. We've just kind of explained what hasn't been going right.
Yes. Well, we can't solve anything. It sounds like Herman has some stuff to go through up here.
A little bit.
Some mental workouts, maybe some visualization.
Yeah. You know, that's Daniel Bard's area, right?
He's the mental strength coach,
mental health coach. All those things.
I'm all about mental health.
He's the big brother, along with Charlie Blackman.
Yeah.
Let's take a look back at our 2022 picks. There may be graphics. There may not be. It doesn't matter.
Can you send me the spreadsheet? Because I can't find it.
Sure. I would love to.
Because, of course, Patrick made a spreadsheet of this. We filled it out.
No, I'm just going to tell you who you picked.
Tell me. You can tell me who I picked because I have too many Gmail accounts and too many Google Drive accounts. I'm like, I can't find which one it's in.
I'm glad you said it was that and not the fact that I've sent you too many spreadsheets. I'm glad it's more on your end.
I'm very disorganized, so I can definitely take.
All right. So you picked the Reds to represent the NL.
No, I didn't.
It's not looking well. You wouldn't know because you don't have the document.
There's no way I did.
No. You should have it now. No. So our picks were very close. In the American League, we had all the same division winners. We had Toronto. They're looking really solid.
Second place.
In the AL East, 15-10. Yankees are, they're not running away with it, but they're 18-6 right now. So they're looking really solid. Cool. White Sox are disappointing us right now. They're third in the AL Central. We had both those two teams. Mm-hmm. They're 4.5 back of Minnesota.
They are plagued with injuries, though.
The White Sox.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's still time.
Yeah. It's incredibly long season. So
it's May.
You get those guys back, you know, late at the right time. Yeah. I'm not too worried. And that division isn't that strong to begin with. Mm-hmm. I do like Minnesota. Cleveland is always going to be there, even with a payroll of, I think it's what, $250,000? Is that their total payroll?
Yeah.
$275,000, $280,000. I don't know exactly what the final number is. Houston, second place in the AL West, but they trail the Los Angeles Angels, and I point that out because you had the Angels.
Yes, I did.
I did not. You had the Angels. They're first right now in the AL West, 15-10. They're finally, and you know what? There are a lot of teams that will have a good start, and you go, let's wait until June. You know, people say that about the Rockies, and hey, you're not necessarily wrong.
Yeah.
Or you haven't been wrong in the past if you look at it that way. But the Angels, not always starting out this good. So that's really positive for Trout, Otani, Jared Walsh. Taylor Ward is now a fun player. Brandon Marsh, if you need a guy who, you know, looks like Chewbacca here on May the 4th, maybe more of a Teen Wolf type look, but they're looking great. So far, so good. You've got the Angels. I've got to give you that one.
I'm very excited about that decision of mine.
That was great. We both had Seattle.
Yeah.
They're third right now. They're 12-12. They're okay. Mm-hmm. Very exciting, as we know. And then the area that we kind of, so I had the Yankees, you had the Angels. We're both feeling good about our picks.
Yeah.
Then as our final wild card team, I have Tampa Bay, feeling good about that. And then I saw the look on your face. You go, oh yeah, I did pick the Boston Red Sox. It's early. I mean, look at the guys that are on that roster.
Yeah,
They can figure it out.
I think they will figure it out for sure.
I don't know if they will, but you go, well, look, that's a team more likely to figure it out than the Reds. And you go, you know, maybe the Reds, if Joey Votto gets hot, like, okay, that's one guy.
Yeah.
They're struggling.
But the Red Sox, they've got a lot of guys.
Yeah. If Trevor Story can get hot, you know, he'll be okay. And and we know he can do that. All right. Now in the National League, we both have the Milwaukee Brewers. boom, 16-8, first place in the NL Central. We feel good about that. We both have the Dodgers.
Yeah.
They're 15-7, first place.
How nice for them.
In the NL West. You've got the edge here in the NL East. I went Atlanta. You went the Phillies.
I did.
How are you feeling about that so far? Defensive issues have been, you know, kind of what we expected them. Harper's been a little bit banged up, but for the most part, I mean, you're not looking to change your pick yet, right?
I'm not looking to change my pick yet. No. I still feel okay about it.
Yeah.
But I do see the Braves, and I'm like, oh, man, they might be popping off. And, of course, the Mets are on fire right now, too. But at the same time, they did this last year where they were leading the NL East for most of the season, I think, and then just fell apart.
The Mets will met.
The Mets are going to met. We all know this. So I just am counting on them. But I get a little nervous now because their owner just like loves to spend money and it means nothing to him. So
respect for the
I have a lot of respect.
Release of Robinson Cano.
Yeah.
Because they had guys they could have optioned down to Binghamton and they said, no, our best 26 players do not include Robinson Cano. So we'll eat $40 million because it makes our team better. And that's the goal, right? You should be willing to eat that kind of money. So I'm happy for all the Mets fans out there because they've suffered and they are a bit sufferable, right? Like if you are friends with the Mets fan, it can be a challenge. But you know what? They're feeling good right now. Hopefully, they're behaving themselves. They are a little bit better than Yankees fans.
I haven't heard any bad news about Mets fans.
No, not yet.
Just Yankee fans.
You did have Atlanta going to one of the wild cards. And I had Philly as one of the wild card teams. So that cancels out.
Look at us.
We also both had San Francisco. They're third as of the recording on Wednesday, 14-9. They picking up back where they left off. Then I have San Diego. They're second in the NL West at 15-8. You had St. Louis second in the NL Central.
I did.
At 13-10. So, I mean, all of our picks are, I think, right there. It is super early in the season, but I don't think we should feel bad just yet about any of them.
I don't feel bad about any of my picks. I'm still feeling pretty darn good.
Yes, I'm proud of us because none of us picked the Texas Rangers, which is something I know somebody did last year, and I was absolutely gobsmacked. So
gobsmacked.
That did not happen here in this case. We also, so I know we had our winners for the division and the playoffs and the postseason, all that jazz. But I don't know if we got to our picks for end of season awards. That was the part that we didn't do.
This is what we didn't do. At least like we did it for ourselves before the season started. We did not do it for the show.
We had graphics made.
The graphics were made.
They were locked and loaded.
I'm so sorry you're here.
I didn't make them. That was all Kale.
Oh, okay, yeah, good. Yeah. Sorry, Kale, that you had to make graphics that we've never used.
We'll finish off where we start off in the National League.
Yes.
So AL MVP, I had Vlad Guerrero Jr. You had Mike Trout.
It's
going well so far, I guess.
I think this was a tough decision for me also because I do still love Vladdy Jr.
Yeah.
So much. But I'm happy with these picks.
Yeah. I mean, Trout, it's really only a matter of being healthy. And,
You
know, the question is like, all right, who would you rather take, Trout or Ohtani? I mean, if that was just the matchup, I would personally take Ohtani because of that. Like, he's got that intangible that I think voters would use as a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
And they're on the same team. So that's why you almost put them in the same basket and you go, oh, that could be. But if Trout's healthy and if Trout says, hey, you know what? I feel like people aren't talking about me enough as being the best player. I need to go back out and prove it.
Yeah.
And you go, well, yeah, no one is better. I don't know. That's a conversation we need to have this year at some point.
Yes.
Is Mike Trout still the best player in baseball? It's not a slam dunk like it used to be.
Yeah, but
it's not.
This, like we've been saying, the season is young.
Absolutely. Cy Young Award, my guy had a really bad first start. He settled in there. Jose Berrios, not Berrios, Berrios.
Yes.
Emphasis on that.
I can't roll my R's and I wish I could, but.
Really?
Really?
You can't do that?
I can't.
Hey. That's ridiculous. All right.
What?
Jose Berrios and Garrett Cole. Ooh. Again, he can figure it out in New York.
Will he?
He's.
I regret this one a little bit.
Yeah?
Just a little bit. I'm like, no, he's due. And I'm like, maybe never. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing with big-time players of his caliber is that they sort it out. Like, mm-hmm. You don't count them out. Like, they rise to that challenge. They don't go, man, I've been really bad for a month, and
I guess I'm bad forever.
I guess so. It's like, no, I'm immediately going to turn it around, mm-hmm. and just shove. So, rookie of the year, both our guys have been exciting. I think your guy hit a homer just before my guy did, because I think Bobby Witt Jr. went yard yesterday. Julio Rodriguez went yard maybe the day before that. Might have mm-hmm. been Saturday or Sunday, but you had J-Rod, and I had B-Witj. I don't know if he has a good nickname like that.
I don't know if he does.
B-Witj? I think that might be it.
That really rolls right off the tongue, Patrick.
Not as much as Berrios, but...
I'm very happy with Julio Rodriguez. We'll see what happens.
And you doubled down on the Angels pick, which I respect. So you have Joe Maddon as the AL Manager of the Year. That pick looks really solid.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if that's a team that makes the postseason, then absolutely Joe Maddon is winning Manager of the Year.
And if he's walking guys with the bases loaded to score a run, I mean, hey, he's kind of, you know, doing that thing. I had Charlie Montoyo there for the Blue Jays, so that's been nice. NL MVP, your guy, Juan Soto, is going to be down at the stadium tonight. He's been solid.
And we were talking about this yesterday. I'm like, oh, he's going to hit a couple of home runs here at Coors Field. He's already hit one.
One and a quarter.
One and a quarter. Was
that ball going out? I don't know if Hilliard robbed him officially of a homer. I didn't see the replay.
Yeah.
Or if he just, you know, took away extra bases. I don't know. I didn't see it.
I feel like if Hilliard was just a little off, it would have been a home run.
Yeah.
I think it was a robbery. I tweeted that it was a robbery. So I have to double down.
But what kind of a robbery? You could rob a double. You could rob a triple.
I think it was a home run robbery.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. Go to the tape, you hear? Oh, wait, no, we're not ready for that.
We don't have the rights. No.
Jinx. you owe me an elbow shake. All right. I have Bryce Harper. That bum elbow's been hurting him a little bit, but the Phillies are going to get him back on track. It's going to have to be with Bryce Harper. In the NL, you know, I feel like the last 3 years, I've been a big fan of what Walker Buehler does. And I always forget to mention him as being like a Cy Young guy. Mm-hmm. You didn't. You have him as your Cy Young Award favorite in the National League, and I think he's looked really solid.
Yeah, you know, he's also the star of my fantasy baseball league, so, you know, I had to support, you know. So if I win, I will send him a Sue's World Series ring.
There you go.
That's my dream, is to actually win one of these leagues for once and then just spend more money than I won on stupid rings to send to the guys who are on my team.
Now, Max Fried, my guy from Atlanta, he's 3-2, has a 3 ERA, and you go, all right, that's okay. But according to Fangraphs, 0.9 wins above replacement, which is 7th best in all of baseball and my 5th best in the National League. So I'm feeling good.
Not bad, Patrick.
Then finally, we've got Rookie of the Year Award, Seiya Suzuki for both of us. I think we've hit a home run there on that one.
He's crushing. I love this for him.
Yeah, he's been great. NL Rookie of the Month for April. That's been really good. And then Manager of the Year, Bob Melvin of the Padres.
I went with Joe Girardi, again, doubling down. I'm like, okay, if the Phillies win the NL East, like I predicted on this legally binding spreadsheet, Joe Girardi's absolutely NL Manager of the Year.
Yeah, we'll revisit it all throughout the season.
You're going to hear about our predictions all season long. Settle in.
I think we're pretty much like locked in together as far as like feeling good. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't necessarily see any edges. You know, if you add up all the wins and losses on our picks, they're probably come out as even. So we'll have to decide. We'll have to make a bet. Even though the season's already started, I think we're still on even footing.
Yeah.
I still would have more confidence in my picks, you and yours. So I'll have to see, you know, what happens to the loser. Or maybe the winner gets something.
Yeah.
I don't like punishments, but
I would say the most concerned pick that I have is we both have the same AL Central pick, the White Sox. I'm like, if they don't figure it out, like they have all those injuries, and if they like miss this window, that's the only one I'm concerned about, is the White Sox blowing it.
I would put Phillies and Seattle in tied as my two picks that I'd be most worried about, because again, I think Atlanta is going to be okay, but if the Mets don't let up, that could squeeze out Philadelphia there as one of my wild card picks. And then with Seattle, again, you got all those teams in the AL East playing incredibly well. And Boston hasn't gotten hot yet. So you go, maybe that squeezes at Seattle. And your Angels.
My Angels.
If they make the
my
postseason,
Los Angeles Angels.
that's again going to squeeze out the Mariners. So I feel like I got two picks that I'm a little bit worried about. I don't know. Maybe Edge goes to Susie here after the first
maybe.
Month.
Maybe. Did you know that when I was a kid, I didn't know that the Angels were a real baseball team? I thought they just made them up for Angels in the outfield.
Okay.
That was real little.
That's fair.
Didn't know they were a real team.
That movie came out when you were 24, though.
No, it didn't. Came out before I was born.
Well, they did come out with new logos and uniforms. I think that corresponded. Didn't necessarily correspond with the movie. It was when Disney became part owner of the Los Angeles Angels, which at that time they were the Anaheim Angels because Disneyland was in Anaheim. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of tied in and had those Disney-ish logo, you know, with the wings, you know, behind the A, and it had a light blue color in there as well. It was it was big during the Tim Salmon and Garrett Anderson era.
Thought they were fake.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Now I know that they're real and they're really going to do
well. What about the team from Major League? Real? Did you know that one was real?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Rookie of the Year, you're like, clearly the Cubs are fake. 12-year-old couldn't play.
Wait, the Cubs are a team?
Yeah. No. Actually, that would be a curious question. How many teams in MLB have never been a part of a movie?
Ooh.
Now, you got to figure all 30 have been a part of a movie in some capacity. Mm-hmm. Just again, not like the star. You know, you have the rookie. You go, oh, hey, the Rays. That was the team that Jim Morris played for there. So, you know, they shoot up. Maybe you have to have a ranking system. Oh, I need to make a spreadsheet.
Oh my gosh. Spreadsheet Patrick.
Spidey senses tingling? No, my spreadsheet senses are tingling here. I need to come up with a point system. Someone's going to steal this idea before me.
No one's going to steal this idea. No one will do this.
How many times have the Rockies have been in a movie, though? Maybe this is a shame that I don't know this in any way. I mean, maybe San Francisco was playing them in a scene in The Fan with Wesley Snippets and Bobby D. Robert De Niro, as most other people call him. He's Bobby D to me.
Of course, yeah. These are great questions. We need to find out.
We know Bud Black was in Rookie of the Year.
Yes, he was.
In an overhead shot, not a Rockies uniform. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the Rockies have ever had that, son of a gun.
They had to have. I don't know. I mean, if we're going to bet on it, I'm going to bet that they haven't.
Man, that's worth a deep dive in movies, going back and looking and seeing.
I'm glad I said something.
What's what?
I'm glad I said something because now we have a whole new activity for us.
Wow.
We didn't have enough on our plates already. So
when you see Bud, let him know that I apologize for not making our pregame show, but I had more important work to get to. Just say, Patrick's working on a spreadsheet. He'll go, got it.
I'll be like, Patrick's looking up some stupid BS. And he'll be like, of course he is.
Important BS. I got to know now. And I mean, if you expand it out to TV shows, I'm sure. What was that show with the young woman who pitched for the Padres? Was it Rookie? No. It was one season. I think it was on Fox.
I don't remember the show.
It was, I want to say, circa 2016, 2017. She was the first female player in MLB, that was the story, and she played for the Padres.
Interesting.
I think she was a starter.
I have no recollection of this show.
One season? Yeah.
I do not remember this.
Bobby Valentine was the shortstop in the show?
No.
No, of course not. That makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
But I also just want to get your reaction.
Bobby Valentine wasn't in the show.
He could have been. I never watched an episode of it. I'm just aware of the show's existence.
I'm assuming Bobby Valentine is listening because we're good friends. So let us know.
But I just want to see if I could dupe you. And go, wait, why? He was playing shortstop in a show from 2016? I don't know if he could pull that off.
No, I thought you were just joking, but I was like, no, is he really in the show?
He looks younger than Robert Redford did in The Natural. I will say that.
Bobby Valentine looks great.
Bobby
and he's
V.
got youthful spirit, too.
Future. What's the over under on future guest of the show, Bobby Valentine?
Oh my gosh. He better come on. Bobby, of course you're listening, but
his birthday's coming up.
His birthday is coming up. It's the 13th. He's a Taurus.
All right.
Everyone knows that.
There you have it. Well, we'll see if we get a game in today. We got a pot in.
That's
bottom line.
The important part.
That is the most important part. It's going to be tale of two left-handers in, Austin Gomber and Patrick Corbin.
The Blake Street Gomber.
That's it. Versus the sixth best baseball-related Patrick in Denver right now. There's a lot of Patricks that we have in the press box.
There are. Yes, we are loaded with Patricks. No Pats, just Patricks.
Actually, there's Pat Graham. You might not have met him yet because he's got other sports that he covers for the Associated Press.
I've never met Pat Graham.
Great guy. He's kind of the life of the low-key life of the party.
Oh.
He's just a good guy. Like, if you hang out with him outside, he's always doing something. He's in a pickleball league. He's an elite human being. Pat Graham, big shout out. And Larry Patrick.
Yes.
Mayor of Walsenburg, Colorado. Shout out to Larry Patrick. How you doing? A lot of Patricks.
You're loaded with Patricks.
One more at the ballpark here, Patrick Corbin. And then, of course, the getaway day on Wednesday. We'll see if we get 20,000. I don't know how many people are going to be coming out. It'll be more than in Oakland. We know that.
Minor league teams have better attendance than Oakland.
Yeah, we need to make a graphic where it shows like the bottom five teams, or it shows all 30. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, have one for all the Rockies affiliates to show they are all out projecting and have a better average attendance. Although, I mean, I don't know about Spokane and Fresno. Spokane, it has been a little bit cold and rainy there. So they might not be averaging more than, say, 4,000.
We got to look up the numbers.
We'll see. We'll have to. Spreadsheet?
We make a spreadsheet.
Spreadsheet.
Get on it, Patrick.
Spreadsheet. All right. Well, follow us on Twitter at DNVR _ Rockies. I'm at Patrick D. Lyons.
I am at the Susie Hunter.
Make sure you show some love to our fantastic producer, Yahir Vasquez, at Yahir G _ Vasquez. It's been great. It's been fun. But you know what they say about momentum? It's only as good as tomorrow's podcast. So we'll talk to you then.